You're on.
Well, once again, a very warm welcome to this, our summer webinar for 2026, and may I wish you a very happy new year. Since our last session, a few queries have arisen, and thank you once again for your continued contributions. First up, should you only consider properties close to home? And then we'll cover what are the essentials of commercial property investing. And finally, our book summary for this session, Better Small Talk by Patrick King. Anyway, let's make a start to our first topic for today. Should you only consider properties close to home? Investors often limit their commercial property purchases to local markets, believing that proximity ensures better oversight and security. And yet this approach could actually stifle your growth and your potential returns. However, by expanding your horizons and working with a skilled property manager, you can access a far wider choice of opportunities well beyond your immediate neighbourhood. It seems many investors enter the world of commercial property with a common mindset being, I should probably only buy property near where I live. On the surface, this approach seems reasonable. After all, who doesn't want to keep a close eye on their investments? However, this local focus can quickly give you a false sense of security and may even hinder your investment opportunities. So let's unpack this idea a bit. The belief that managing your own property will save you money is a sentiment shared by many first-time investors. It's not uncommon to think, if I can keep an eye on things myself, I'll save on management fees and ensure everything runs smoothly. But here's the catch. As your property portfolio grows, so do your responsibilities, and your time and energy can become stretched rather thin. And that brings us to the reality of property management. Imagine juggling multiple commercial properties while trying to stay on top of compliance issues, tenant concerns, and legal implications. The reality is, managing property isn't just about collecting rent. You also need to handle the complex landscape of regulations, maintenance challenges, and tenant relationships. It can quickly become overwhelming, leading to costly mistakes and missed opportunities. Here's where the importance of a strong relationship with a competent property managing agent comes into play. Think of them as your safety net. Engaging a good managing agent might initially seem like an unnecessary expense, but in truth, it's one of the best forms of insurance you can have for your investments. Not only do they handle the day-to-day operations, but they can also help you navigate the intricate compliance issues while you focus on growing your portfolio. Furthermore, many commercial leases are designed in a way that allows landlords to recoup management fees through tenant charges. This means that the modest fee you pay to a managing agent can often be recouped from your tenants, making it less of a burden on your bottom line than you might think. With this in mind, you can loosen the geographical constraints that have initially held you back. That's right, your buying radius can now expand to areas within a 20-minute drive of your managing agent's office. This flexibility opens the door to a wider choice of investment opportunities, allowing you to explore promising locations that may not have previously been considered. So, as an investor, that means you can start looking beyond your immediate neighbourhood for attractive commercial properties. With the right managing agent by your side, the geographical constraints that once dictated your investment strategy can be lifted. You can seek out properties not just close to home, but potentially in other cities or even other states. This now raises the aspect of evaluating an investment opportunity. It's important to expand your thinking beyond merely location and undertake a more expansive assessment of several key factors. Firstly, the quality of the property. This relates to the condition and potential of the property. Look for buildings that are well maintained and located in growing areas. Properties with a solid construction history and modern amenities will attract quality tenants, which leads us to the next point. You then need to consider the caliber of your tenant. Clearly, the type of tenant you choose can have a significant impact on your investment's long-term success. High-quality tenants are more likely to pay rent on time, maintain the property, and contribute positively to the surrounding neighbourhood. So seek out commercial properties that have appeal to respectable businesses because they can provide stability and lower risk. Then there is the length of the lease. A longer lease to a reliable tenant provides peace of mind and steady cash flow. Short-term leases may lead to frequent turnover, which can be costly in terms of both time and money. Therefore, look for properties that offer favourable lease terms that align with your investment strategy. Finally, you need to consider market conditions. And that means understanding the local market dynamics is critical. Are property values rising? Is there a demand for commercial space in that area? By engaging a knowledgeable property advisor, this will help you assess these factors and identify the best investment opportunities. So, what is the role of a property advisor? Tackling the world of commercial property can initially be a little daunting, especially if you're venturing into new locations. That's where a good property advisor comes in. A seasoned advisor can offer insight into markets that you might not otherwise have access to and assist you in negotiating the initial purchase. Their expertise can help ensure that you make informed decisions as you expand your portfolio. Once you've secured a property, your attention should then shift to selecting the best managing agent to oversee operations. Look for an agent who not only understands the local market, but is also proactive in identifying opportunities to add value to your investment. A good managing agent will work to maximise your property's potential, whether through strategic renovations, tenant retention efforts, or creative marketing strategies. Anyway, perhaps let's quickly summarise. While it might seem comforting to initially limit your investments to properties close to home, the reality is that this can severely restrict your growth as an investor. By partnering with a competent property advisor and managing agent and expanding your geographical horizons, you can unlock a greater selection of commercial properties. With the right approach, you'll not only alleviate the stress of managing multiple properties, but also position yourself to seek out solid investments to significantly enhance your financial future. So, perhaps take a deep breath, broaden your perspective, and get ready to explore the full range of possibilities available for your commercial property investing. And let's now move on to the next topic. What are the essentials of commercial property investing? Investing in commercial property can be a profitable venture, providing you with substantial returns. However, even experienced investors sometimes overlook the fundamental principles, particularly when it comes to the aspect of risk. Therefore, understanding this is vital to your success. So let's explore the importance of being able to manage risk with your investments. This is a crucial topic when discussing any investment. Different types of investments come with varying risks attached, and commercial property is no exception. Typically, investors might be familiar with borrowing as much as 90% in the residential sector. However, with commercial property, it's generally advisable to cap your borrowing at around 70%. This is simply a reflection of the associated risk. The conventional wisdom is that higher risks can lead to higher rewards. This idea directly relates to the capitalization rates used by investors to evaluate a property's potential return. Lower cap rates generally indicate a lower risk, while higher cap rates tend to suggest there will be a greater risk involved. Traditionally, retail properties have offered the lowest cap rates at around 3 to 4% as a net return. Despite this, the recent trends, influenced by the global financial crisis and the growth in online shopping, have cast a shadow on retail investments. Currently, many investors are leaning towards office and industrial properties, which tend to provide a more balanced risk-return profile. For these, your expected return would be around 6 to 7% net, with the potential for capital growth of about 4%, which strikes a reasonable compromise. And however, events like COVID can have a significant impact on both these sectors. So let's take a look at safeguarding your equity. Once you're aware of the risks, it's important to focus on maintaining that equity. Equity preservation should be your number one priority as an investor. It's essential to ask yourself whether you're more concerned about the return on your capital or the return of your capital. The goal is to ensure that at the end of any investment deal, you at least recover the amount you initially invested. Pursuing deals that promise extravagant returns, such as 10% to 15% annually, without considering the associated risks, can be detrimental. As such, you must safeguard your capital ahead of anything else. However, this security extends beyond the property itself. It involves obtaining the right insurance coverage to protect your assets. Loss of income insurance and capital damage coverage are essential components of a comprehensive risk management strategy. In terms of tenant security, obtaining a bank guarantee rather than relying solely on personal guarantees is advisable. In today's environment, where individuals may put assets in their spouse's name, having a solid guarantee in place is crucial. For smaller properties, a minimum of 3 months bank guarantee is typical, increasing to 6 months for larger investments, and ideally, a 12-month bank guarantee for substantial properties with longer leases. This will ensure that you have a financial fallback if a tenant defaults. Now let's talk about managing expenses and liabilities. As a landlord, understanding expenses is vital. While your tenants may cover certain outgoings, landlords still face various liabilities. One of the primary recommendations is to seriously consider fixing interest rates on mortgages. Although variable rates might initially seem attractive due to lower rates, they can pose significant risks going forward. The banking sector operates on a simple principle. As demand for loans increases, so do interest rates. Thus, locking in a fixed rate, especially if you have a stable lease, can provide peace of mind, knowing your payments will remain consistent regardless of market fluctuations. Another way to manage risk is through non-recourse loans, which limit your liability to the property alone. This means that if the property's value diminishes, your personal assets remain protected. These loans typically require a lower borrowing percentage, usually capped at about 65%, ensuring that your exposure is limited. You also need to understand the importance of a consulting team. As you'll appreciate, navigating some aspects of commercial property can be complex, which is why building a reliable consultant team is essential. A dedicated team will provide you with considerable savings, both in terms of time and money, and your consultants can assist you with various aspects, including property law, financing, and building construction. They can also help identify potential pitfalls that you might encounter as an investor, providing insights and support that can keep you on track toward your overall investment goals. Having an established consulting team before your first deal is important. That way, when opportunities arise, you won't be scrambling to assemble a team. Instead, you'll have trusted professionals ready to act swiftly. And you also need to take a long-term investment perspective. Most successful commercial property investors view their investments through a long-term lens. Once you implement your value-add strategies and ensure a strong property management plan, your investment should then operate smoothly. Also, you'll discover that most successful investors didn't build their wealth solely through commercial property. They often transferred income from their primary businesses into commercial property to preserve and grow their wealth. And this strategy underscores the importance of seeking a passive income stream through commercial property so that you can enjoy life while your investments are working for you. This brings us to ensuring you have quality tenants. A vital aspect of maintaining property value is the caliber of your tenant. If your property sits vacant, its value plummets and securing financing becomes a challenge. Thus, it's crucial to invest in properties with reliable tenants who pay a market rent, providing you with the predictability needed for your long-term success. Should a tenant leave, it's essential to have a plan for quickly finding a replacement without major renovations or repairs. A property with a solid tenant profile generally attracts lenders and ensures your investment remains stable over time. And finally, you also need to think about building your reputation. This can play a significant role in commercial property investing. Commercial property is a rather close-knit community, and word travels fast. Maintaining an ethical approach to your dealings is not merely about being nice. It's about ensuring that your expectations are clear from the outset, because disagreements often arise from mismatched expectations. By being assertive, yet fair, when you're negotiating, you can foster positive relationships that benefit your future dealings. Remember, if you find yourself cutting corners or treating someone unfairly, this can come back to haunt you later as you continue on your investment journey. Building a strong reputation is invaluable and will serve you well as you engage with the tight community of commercial property investors and consultants. So to quickly recap, investing in commercial property presents both opportunities and challenges. However, you can master these by understanding the risks, safeguarding your equity, managing expenses wisely, and leveraging the expertise of a consulting team. And by doing so, you can successfully navigate any complexities. Plus, by taking a long-term perspective, you'll be able to build a solid commercial property portfolio. Anyway, let's now move on to our book summary for today, being Better Small Talk. You know, small talk can become a bit tricky at times, but guess what? With a few simple techniques, you can actually turn it into something fun and fulfilling. Here are some tips that can help you become a pro at chatting with others. Whether you're at a party, a work event, or just hanging out with friends. Anyway, let's make a start by tackling social anxiety. First things first. If you ever feel anxious in social situations, you're definitely not alone. One great tip to calm those nerves is to practice some deep breathing. Try taking slow, deep breaths, inhale for 4 counts, then exhale for 4 counts. It really helps to ease that anxious feeling. Another idea is to gradually put yourself in social situations that might make you feel a bit uncomfortable. Start with smaller gatherings or one-on-one chats, and as you build up your confidence, you can tackle bigger events. And it's totally okay to feel nervous. Accepting those feelings can really help you cope better. While you're chatting, try to focus on the other person instead of worrying about how you're coming across. Ask open-ended questions and show genuine interest in what they say. The more you engage with them, the easier it'll be to enjoy the conversation. Now let's talk about active listening. This is all about really tuning in to what the other person is saying. When you're fully present in the moment, putting distractions aside, you create a genuine connection. To show you're listening, give verbal and nonverbal cues, nodding your head, making eye contact, and saying things like, "I see," or "that's interesting," can really make the other person feel valued. Also, ask follow-up questions or summarize what they've said to show that you're engaged. And remember, it's really important not to interrupt. Let them finish their thoughts. This not only shows respect, but also deepens the conversation, leading to richer discussions. Next, if you want to make your conversations more meaningful, start asking gently, probing questions. Instead of the usual yes or no questions, try ones that begin with how, what, or why. This invites the other person to share more about their thoughts and feelings, and make sure you show genuine curiosity about their life or interest. Ask about their hobbies or experiences, and don't forget to ask follow-up questions that build on what they're saying. This approach will make your chats way more engaging and memorable. Also, building rapport is easier when you find common ground. Be curious and ask open-ended questions to uncover shared interests. Listen closely for hints about what you might have in common. When you spot a shared interest, dive deeper. If you both love hiking, for example, ask about their favourite trails. Just remember to share your own stories too, but don't dominate the conversation. Give them space to share their thoughts as well. If common interests aren't obvious, that's okay. Broader topics like current events or shared human experiences can also lead to great conversations. You never know what connections you might discover. And it's very important to be aware of nonverbal cues in any conversation. Pay attention to body language and facial expressions. They can tell you so much about how the other person is feeling. For instance, crossed arms might indicate defensiveness, while a smile usually signifies openness. Just remember that context is key, so don't jump to conclusions based on a single cue. And don't forget about your own body language. Keep an open posture, make appropriate eye contact, and use facial expressions to show you're engaged. This creates a welcoming atmosphere for conversation. Do you often feel nervous about starting a conversation? Well, don't worry. Having a few go-to conversation starters can make things easier. Look around and find something interesting to comment on, maybe the weather or the event you're at. This can kick off a dialogue. Another approach is to ask open-ended questions about their hobbies or experiences. Tailor your starters to the setting and the person, and always be ready to listen and respond genuinely. Storytelling can really elevate a conversation. Sharing personal stories makes your chats memorable and helps you connect with others on a deeper level. To be a great storyteller, focus on 3 key things: structure, emotion, and relatability. Start with a clear beginning, a middle, and an end to keep them engaged. tap into emotions, whether it's humour or nostalgia, to make your story resonate, and to make sure your story is relatable, it should connect with their experiences. Keep an eye on your audience's reactions and adjust your storytelling pace as needed. If they seem captivated, that's great. If not, don't hesitate to switch topics. Next, you need to learn about navigating awkward moments. These kinds of moments happen to everyone, but instead of shying away, embrace them. Acknowledge when things get a bit awkward, because it shows you're self-aware. Simply lighten the mood with a bit of humour and then gently steer the conversation back to safer territory. Sometimes you can even use those awkward moments as opportunities for connection. If someone shares a story that doesn't quite land, empathise and share a similar experience. This creates a level of camaraderie and shows you're willing to be vulnerable. And then, of course, being genuine is key to forming deep connections. When you share your own experiences and emotions, it encourages others to open up too. Listen actively and respond thoughtfully. When sharing your own stories, don't shy away from honesty. Even if your feelings aren't all sunshine and rainbows, this openness helps build trust and makes conversations much more engaging. Also, when someone shares their feelings, validate their emotions. Show that you care about what they're going through, and you'll find it will strengthen your bond. And finally, nurturing relationships takes effort, but it's so worth it. Regular communication, like a quick text or call, shows you care. And face-to-face interactions, whether it's grabbing coffee or attending events together, really deepen those bonds. While you are together, focus on active listening and have meaningful conversations. Express your gratitude regularly and offer support when appropriate. And don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it, but make sure you thank them as well. As people change and evolve, being open to growth within your relationships is crucial for keeping them strong. By staying connected and embracing change, you'll be able to build and maintain strong relationships that enrich your life. So there you have it. With these tips in your back pocket, you're all set to master the art of small talk and create connections that truly matter. Once again, I do hope you found today's topics both helpful and of interest. And as I say each time, keep on raising any issues of concern to you, because that way we can try and include them in upcoming sessions. In the meantime, my very best wishes to you and your family for a prosperous 2026.